Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host of Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
And thanks for having me back.
And I have Tom Turbrock. Welcome back, Tom.
Good afternoon, you two.
All right, guys. So these, it's the beginning of the year, and I want to talk about, in 2015, the five credit habits to break.
Okay.
Folks, get out your pen, pencils, crayons, scribers, anything you have. These are some
napkins.
Big things right here.
Right. Well,
and Tammy, you helped form this list as we sat down and we talked about this stuff.
We did, yeah.
What do you have as number one on the list?
Well, you know, it is, like you said, the time for resolutions what better way to start the year with financial resolutions. So number one is being disconnected. And when I say that, the habit that you need to break is not checking your credit report.
Yep. Absolutely.
So how many people, Doug, do you have in your life that come in the door and have not checked their credit?
It happens a lot.
And, yeah, I'm sure.
You know, and I think I'm always up for cutting out unnecessary expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but that's one that it's almost worth paying some of the credit monitoring services. And I've used them off and on for years. I've screened through a bunch of them. And the one that I've used personally that I've come to that I think is the best is TrueCredit.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get paid anything for saying that, of course. But what I like about them is for 15 bucks a month, it would give me access to all three credit bureaus that I would get to actually pull my credit once a month, and it would alert me if anything went wrong on it.
And that does not go against your score.
Right. It's a soft pull.
Right.
Okay, the difference between a hard pull and a soft pull is a hard credit pull is when you're applying for credit and it actually shows up as an inquiry on your credit report,
mm-hmm,
and will lower your score some.
Right.
A soft pull does not affect your credit score, but lets you keep an eye on it, and is very important. So being disconnected, mm-hmm, your number one thing,
right,
the
so
habit
Tom,
to break is not checking your credit report.
Number one, yes, that's something I'm going to have to do because, you're afraid to look because you know it's bad. But, Doug, when you pay on time, how fast do things change?
Okay, so things can change very quickly.
Okay, so it is worth checking then each month. Just to see if you didn't change it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like in your face, and it makes you, it's kind of like the carrot being dangled, it makes you go a little further keep up with stuff a little
bit. Well, I've talked about this on the show before, but I'm going to say it again, is that I hit financial bottom at one point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I was able to avoid bankruptcy, but my credit score went from 760s to a 466 credit score. Okay.
Gotcha.
A 466 was my bottom score. And I was able to go from a 466 to a 715 in 24 months.
Wow.
That's great.
So when you think about how quickly can it recover.
That's quick.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So 466 to a 715 in 24 months. And you can't do that by being disconnected. I had to be very connected to my score, mm-hmm, and being very aware of doing the right things.
Okay.
Right.
And taking all the right steps.
Makes sense.
Yeah, very, very important.
Mm-hmm. So number two, overspending. So the habit to break is running up or maxing out those credit cards. You know, and just because you have checks in the checkbook, if you still use checks, doesn't mean you still have money.
Right.
So really being aware.
Right. I mean, absolutely. This is one that you really just can't stress this enough.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was younger, I did this at times that I would overspend. You know, especially when you have credit and you can go charge up credit cards, it's just so irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started thinking of it as a maturity thing and realizing that, I just wasn't being mature with money. And when I started thinking of it like that, I don't want to be like this financial infant.
No.
You know, I feel like as an adult, I want to be a financial adult, not a financial kid.
Right.
Wow,
just naive about money.
Well said.
So just being...
Right.
That's where a budget, knowing like when you go into Christmas time or you go into those different holidays or birthdays, how much are you going to spend?
Right.
What can you truly afford? All these people that have the caviar taste, but they don't have the budget for it.
Right. Mm-hmm. They have the 905 budget.
Right.
Yes, correct. Now, I will say to you two, mm-hmm, number two, thanks to you, Mr. Doug Haldeman,
mm-hmm,
that Jill and I have been doing so great paying off our debt that we're not even close to being maxed
out.
Awesome.
So I want to thank you.
So you've already created your resolution.
Absolutely, dear.
Beautiful.
Nice. And thanks to you. And this, I'm sure you're going to have up on your
website.
Site.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Folks, you got to go to it. They've helped Jill and I, and you have heard over the years here on the show, the Lover Show, that we have struggled. Mm-hmm. But thanks to you, we have seen the ways, and slowly we're coming out of it, and it's fun.
Yeah,
it is fun.
You get happy.
Yeah, it makes you feel different.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, and that's why we created the show. Is, you know, I want to affect people's lives financially.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, giving advice like this, I love hearing the success story with that, because it lets us know we're doing the right thing and, we actually are affecting people positively. So
you sure
appreciate
are.
That feedback. In case you just joined us, you're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about the five credit habits to break in 2015.
Absolutely. And number three, may I say, you also helped. Number three.
Managing balances. So the habit to break on this is just paying your minimum balance. It sounds great at the moment, but in the long run, it's if you can just pay a little bit more than the minimum balance, you're really going to help your bottom line.
Well, not just pay more than the minimum balance, but not charge new stuff on it.
Well, right. That goes with overspending.
Right, because you could be paying a lot more than minimum balance, but if you're still putting more on it every month than what you're taking off, you're going to be in trouble.
Right. And that is very true. So our resolution to that is to bring down those balances.
Yes.
Bring them down.
Absolutely. Bring those balances down.
Right. So
where are you going to where are you going to end up taking stuff out of your budget to leave extra money to pay extra?
Right.
Correct.
Right? Skip that extra meal. So, you bring your lunch to work instead of eating out.
You know, trim some
corners down then.
Bummer, but it does work.
Go to what'd you call it? T-Mart?
T-Mart.
Absolutely.
T-Mart. Everything's fresh.
All right, number four on the
list.
All
right, seeking too much.
And you've helped me on this too, you guys.
Mm-hmm. And the habit to break is applying for credit indiscriminately, meaning going out and when the cashier says, do you want to sign up for this credit card?
Right. Sure. You get a 10% discount if you sign up for the Macy's
and
card.
And a free
Right, yeah, and a free shirt,
You'll get 20% off.
We'll give you a back rub.
Right, you'll love it.
We'll give you an email every 5 minutes of your life for the rest of it.
So this is a big deal. So do you guys know when it comes to 15% of your credit score comes from the length of time you had your accounts open?
Gotcha.
Okay, and if you wanted to maximize that part of your score, do you know how long you have to have had your accounts open? A little trivia question for you guys.
No.
No.
Okay, they take that 15% of your credit score. The only way you could get every point possible in that is that the average length of time you've had your accounts open has to be 25 years.
What?
To maximize that part of your score.
How
so
many people have them
that
long? Right, so nobody maximizes that part of the score completely, but every time people open new accounts, it's going to lower that average.
Interesting.
Okay? And if you have aged accounts that have been on there a long time and you close them, it's going to lower that average too. So open up credit sparingly is a big deal. And then seeking too much means a different thing to me too. What that also means is that not getting things that are wants as much as needs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everything that we decide about our standard of living is just a story that we create in our head. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's just a story. You know, we can decide that we want less or we can decide that we want a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a decision.
Right.
You know, we can decide what we're going to be happy with.
Well, and one of the things with this is, you know, especially if you're interested in buying a home and seeking a mortgage with Doug, we'll just plug you for a second. Your credit, what is that? Utilization rate? Is that right?
Right. Right.
So you don't want
30%
that,
of your credit score.
Right. You don't want that to be too high. And that's why you don't want to keep accepting these credit cards and, you know.
Right, especially leaving balances on them, too.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's a big, big deal. Mm-hmm. All right, number five, Tammy.
Getting behind. So the habit to break on this is making late payments on your accounts. This is key. This is big. Because, I'll pay for it later. I'll pay for it next week.
I'm
getting a bonus in a couple weeks, you know. I don't know, Doug, on this, what advice can you give someone if they're finding themselves in a situation where they feel like they're going to be late?
Okay, so here are the different scenarios where I see this come up, and it happens a lot. So you have some people are perennially late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and usually it's because they're consistently spending more money than what they're making, right, or living right on the edge of their budget.
Right.
But it's probably spending a little bit more than they're making all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rarely necessary. Okay, one of my mentors told me that you should save 50% of whatever you earn, no matter how little you earn. And I thought that was a little bit extreme, but there's always room to cut in your budget. So these people that are living a little bit outside their means, they're always going to be paying something late.
True.
See, there's something they're not going to be paying on time.
Right, right.
And those people, the only way they can ever change that is to change their budget and change their spending habits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the other thing that you see is some people, and I'll put myself in this category when I was young, is that paying bills on a monthly basis is a habit. Okay, it's a habit and it's a discipline that you do just to make sure things are always paid on time. It may be a set time of the month that you know you pay your bills,
mm-hmm,
and just being organized when they come in the mail, where you put them and how you go about it. But it's something that has to become important because the penalty is huge.
Well, right. When it's time to come meet with you to buy my first home, you're going to need to see that I've been responsible in paying,
right,
my payments.
Absolutely.
That's the number one.
When we look at a credit score, a FICO score is designed to tell what is the risk that this person's going to default on the loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's really what it's trying to measure, and it's pretty darn accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the algorithm they use has been tried and true. Actually, this week was the 20-year anniversary for FICO scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It was kind of interesting that hit this week.
Sure.
So there's 20-year history of knowing how people perform in these things, and it's a big deal. You know, people can't, they have to take this seriously. And, you know, if you want advice in this, you know, on this topic on how to be able to maximize your score, feel free to reach out to me anytime, 314-472-DOUG. And you'll also see these tips on our website at DougHaldeman.com. And you get these tips, download them, and start to take this seriously. You know, there's a lot of people listening right now that already pay their bills perfectly and they already do all these things great. But
you probably don't, Doug.
Yeah, you may have a kid that doesn't. You may have a friend that doesn't.
Yeah.
Turn them on to this, because I'll make sure we're going to post the audio to this if anybody wants to go back and listen to this segment. It's something that young people definitely need to listen to.
For sure. And if you're a parent that's wanting to get your child out of your home.
Right.
Definitely.
You better start to educate them, because they're going to listen to someone else a lot sooner than they'll listen to you as their parent.
That's right.
Correct.
All right, guys. Well, coming up, we are going to cover the money-saving strategies for couples. You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please.
Almost half of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. There's no extra money when bad things happen. If you're involved in an accident and are suddenly faced with medical bills, loss of income, and more expenses, what can you do? The insurance company wants to settle and settle cheap. You need someone on your side. You can trust us to protect your rights. Remember the fours. Just dial 314-444-4444. Schultz Myers, putting you first.